I'm being really stupid. I don't know why I'm stressing out about this. It seemed like he had a good time, right? I knew it was a bad idea to do this. We've known each other forever. I shouldn't have messed things up by asking him out. He probably just wants to stay friends, and now he's gonna feel awkward around me. It's so weird to not have heard from him. We usually talk every day, practically, but he's been silent for more than a week since we went out. Did I do something wrong? I don't know, should I? Sister? Why is she calling me? Hey. Yeah, it's me. How are you? Hey, have you heard from Scott? Because that's why you're calling. Did something happen? Are you still there? He's dead. No, what are you talking about? He's fine. He's He was sick. What do you mean? I'm sorry, I don't understand what the hell you're talking about. This doesn't make any fucking sense. But he was fine. I don't understand. He didn't want anyone to know that he was sick, but why? He didn't want me to be upset. Well, I feel pretty fucking upset right now. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't be yelling at you, it's just it's too much to take in. What? He left me something? What? You don't know. He told you not to open it? Come over. Yeah, I can come over later. I'll be there in a little bit. Hi. I'm so sorry for how I acted earlier on the phone. It wasn't okay. Yes, we're friends, but he was your brother. I can't imagine what you and your family are going through. You said he left something for me? Okay. So weird, this room being totally untouched. It's like he's still here. Is this it? You're gonna go downstairs. Okay, I'll let you know if I need help with anything. I'm so sorry again. Thank you for giving me this. Pictures of us. And those are the toys that we used to play with when we were little. What's this? A note. Dear Rory, I know you're probably upset and you might also be really pissed off. Yeah. But I hope once you're done reading this, you'll understand. We've been friends for as long as I can remember. We We would do everything with each other. We would tell each other everything. Nothing was kept secret between us. When I first found out I was sick, I wanted to tell you. I wanted to be honest, especially after I was given an estimate of how much longer I would be around. But I couldn't. I just didn't want the last months we had with each other to be filled with sadness. Eventually, though, as it came closer, I felt like I had no choice. I needed to tell you the truth. Then something happened. You called me one day and asked me out. Not to hang out. Normally, you told me you had feelings for me and wanted to be more than friends. Here's the thing, Rory. I've loved you for so long. Maybe since the day we first met, I've been in love with you. But I was always too scared to tell you. I was afraid that you wouldn't feel the same way. That would ruin our friendship and I would lose you. So eventually I just made peace with the fact that we would just be friends and I was okay with that. Because I was just grateful to have you in my life. So when you called and told me how you felt, that was the happiest moment of my life. But it was also the saddest, because I knew I really couldn't tell you now. I didn't want to waste the chance of getting to show you, at least for one night, how much I cared about you by telling you about this. So I did it. I said yes to the date and I kept going like nothing was wrong. Even though things had gotten pretty bad by then. There might have been moments where I looked like I wasn't enjoying myself. Believe me, I was. It was just getting harder to hide it by that point. That's why I couldn't see you again after that. I wanted your last image of me to be the fun we had together that night. Not me lying on the hospital bed looking sickly. I understand if you're still mad at me for this. But if you are, I hope one day you can realize that I did what I thought was right. That night I spent with you was the best night of my life. I don't have any regrets doing things the way I did. I know you might be sad right now too, but I want you to know it's gonna be okay. You're an amazing person and you're going to find someone who realizes that. You're going to live a beautiful life because it's what you deserve. This isn't really a goodbye, that's why I left this stuff. So you can always remember this. So you know that I'm always